Hey, everybody, it's Caitlin Buss. Thanks for hanging with us here this afternoon while we try and fill Paul W. Smith's shoes. Good to be with my husband, Kelly.
Hi, thanks for being with us.
So we've been a little in the weeds on politics. We're gonna hang out there for a little bit longer, but we have some
drag you through the
exciting
mud
more. I don't know how exciting it is. We have some interesting topics coming up. Yeah. But someone we both know and like here joining us is Tim Golding. He's the state director of Americans for Prosperity in Michigan. And that group does a ton of great work. They do a lot of great policy work, advancing kind of the principles of freedom and prosperity. But they have been focused recently on the 35th Senate District, where there's a special election coming up on May 5th. Tim, great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. How are you guys doing today?
We're good.
Good, thanks.
So tell us about this election. I know on the editorial page of the news, we had to actually write several editorials about this. I think maybe even four, just to get this election actually called for. But now it's coming up. So tell us about your work there and what you all have been advocating for.
Yeah, we've supported Jason Tunney in that race. It's been vacant now for over 400 days because the governor was, for whatever reason, did not call the special election. But yeah, May 5th is the day. It's a huge race. The balance of the Senate hangs on that. And Jason Tunney's a former business owner, lawyer, great candidate, conservative policy champion. We think he'll be when he gets to Lansing. And we've been working with our grassroots activists in that district to canvass neighborhoods. We send out mail pieces. We do digital advertising and stuff like that, all in the attempt to try to get him elected.
Mm-hmm. How did the residents feel there? I mean, did you get any sense of their frustration without representation for so long?
Yeah, that was a big deal. The people we talked to at the doors, and again, we talk to people all over the state every day, but in that district, they were perturbed that they have had basically taxation without representation for over 400 days now. And that was a point of contention with them. And hopefully that'll carry through with excitement and push Jason over the victory line here on May 5th.
Right.
We need to turn out, and that's what we've been focusing on, is turning out the conservative voters who typically stay home in special elections, but we're seeing an uptick in that. So hopefully that'll be enough to carry him over the finish line.
Yeah, a lot of people coming out of that primary, there was a huge number of people that voted in the Democratic primary on that side, and not as many on the Republican side. A lot of people took that as, hey, there's momentum. The Democrats got momentum in this race, But do you see, have you seen any polling? Is it closing at all? Are you feeling anything from the ground? It's a very tight district as it is. And I know I read recently that Cheddar Green, the Democrats, dropping a lot of money on ads in that race in the final days here. I have read that Jason Tunney has not done that yet. I'm curious, how you think this is going to, has this tightened and what the outcome, is it just going to be like flip a coin at the end of the day?
To be honest, somebody spent over $1 million on Frederick Green's television ads over the course of this special, and Tunney's camp did not spend that kind of money. It was tighter. It actually has opened up a little bit. I think the conflict in Iran has not helped any conservative candidate across the state. But typically, as you know, the Democrats do turn out in bigger numbers in these special elections. I think we're going to close the gap a little bit. It's going to be tough, no doubt about it. But, one of the reasons we did get in early was looking at the special, but also looking forward into November. And hopefully, well, it will tighten up then because more conservatives vote in those November elections. So, I'm still relatively confident he can win on the 5th. I'm still planning on that. But if he doesn't, we're ready to get back in the fight for the November election, because that is when we have our best turnout. That's when there's the most engagement, the most excitement around these elections.
Yeah.
So there is a lot at play here. But if you do look at the numbers, the Democrats turn out in much higher numbers in these races. And that's across the country as well, not just in Michigan.
And tell us what you are working on looking at November. I mean, is it are you looking at the legislature, congressional races, all of the above?
Well, yeah, so AFP, America's Prosperity, that's one thing I love about my job. We get to work at the state and the federal level. So roughly at this point, we've already, our AFP action has endorsed Mike Rogers for the Senate. We've endorsed Tom Barrett in the Congress. We'll probably get involved in one or two more congressional races, but then in the state, we're going to be involved in the governor's race. We're going to be involved in the state Senate and the state House. So we have a lot of work to do, but I think it's going to be a good election year for us. I think there's things trending in the right way. We've got some great candidates. So we get to be involved in all that. But then we're also going to be involved in the policy side of stuff here at the state and the federal level as well. So it's fun. We get to put our feet into all those different rings.
Do you think people have an appreciation for how big of an election this is in Michigan, just how many races are up and how much of a trajectory setting, you know, moment it's going to be? What do you think turnout will look like in general?
Yeah, I mean, being a midterm election, and it is a monumental election, honestly, because, you know, they say Trump's not on the ballot. So if things go sideways in Congress, then it's going to be impeachment, 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 and President Trump won't be able to get his agenda passed.
Yeah.
Part of our job in building communities and working across the state is to drive that excitement, drive that awareness that there is a lot at stake, everything from the governor's race, the secretary of state, attorney general, all of those things. And if you look at some of the people that are being put forward on the other side of the aisle, there's some pretty progressive candidates that, quite frankly, I don't think have Michigan's best interest in heart. And what we will continue to do throughout the year while we're working on policy, while we're working on getting these people elected, is driving that excitement, hopefully, and creating the narrative and telling people what's at stake all across the state. So we do have a tremendous turnout. I don't think the Dems have any big ballot initiatives, hopefully, that are going to be on that will drive turnout like we've seen in previous cycles. So that helps.
Interesting to see a lot of those ballot measures just not collect enough signatures. Almost all of them have effectively failed. Tim, I'm wondering this year is an election year. You don't typically see much action policy-wise in an election year. We got about a minute left. I'm curious if you think anything big is going to get through the legislature. Property tax reform, for example, was Speaker Hall's, big thing maybe a month or two ago. Do you think they actually get something done like that this year?
Based on some conversations I had today, I do think they get some big things done. And I think one of the big things is some zoning reform for housing so we can start creating some abundant housing in the state. So I do think things are going to move. I'm looking forward to it.
That's interesting. Yeah, the Mackinac Center's worked hard on that one, too. I know you guys at AFP have as well. And and it's bipartisan,
and we need
which
it.
Is
we
rare.
Need it.
we do need it. We got to bring housing prices down. And bipartisan stuff, maybe that slides through. Tim Golding, AFP's state director, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Talk and soon. We'll be back with more Focus with Paul W. Smith in just a second.